Mr. President, honorable ministers of health and heads of delegation, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like also to start by joining hands with other colleagues to condemn the recent attacks in Manchester, United Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to have this opportunity to contribute to the general debate of the 17th World Health Assembly. In the same breath, allow me, on behalf of the government and the people of the United Republic of Tanzania, to congratulate Dr. Tedros for being elected as the new WHO DG. While paying tribute to the outgoing DG, Dr. Margaret Chan, for her energy, integrity and commitment in supporting priority issues of developing countries, which she promoted with passion. This, among others, includes strengthening of health systems, universal health coverage, and promoting integrated health services, which are key elements in healthcare systems. We wish her all the best in her future endeavors. We also hope that the incoming DG, Dr. Tedros, will work with all member states to build on success they achieved so far. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, since the adoption of the SDG, my country embarked on acceleration of the gains achieved during the MDG era, at the same time resolving bottlenecks which prevented the achievement of goals and targets. We have achieved the remarkable progress in reducing under 5 mortality rate to 67 per 1,000 live births in 2015. We have also recorded progress in addressing immunizable diseases. Specifically, Tanzania was given polio-free certification in 2015. Furthermore, in nutrition, we have reduced stunting from 42% in 2010 to 34% in 2015. We have, however, not fared well in maternal mortality rate reduction. Consequently, employing the SDGs and the updated UN Global Strategy for Women's, Children and Adolescent Health as a platform for continued efforts of this unfinished business, we recently introduced initiatives to reduce maternal and newborn death, as well as improving the quality of health services. This includes the One Plan Two and the Star Rating exercise for our health facilities in the whole countries. Mr. President, in addressing communicable diseases, significant progress has been realized. Malaria incidence and mortality rate have shown positive decline trends, with a reduction of rates by 60% and 67% respectively. HIV prevalence has also declined to 5.1%. The mother-to-child transmission of HIV has declined from 26% in 2010 to 4.5% in 2015. TB rates have remained significantly high. However, case detection needs improvement. The country has launched a parliamentary TB caucus where MPs committed themselves to mobilize the resources, as well as advocating and raising the profile of TB. On NTDs, we commend the WHO on launching of the ESPEN. However, more innovation is required to accelerate progress. We call for increased investment on NCDs, which is now included in SDGs. Mr. President, to accelerate international health regulations implementation, in August 2015, we volunteered as the first country to undergo the joint external evaluation. Recognizing that strong health systems are the foundation for health security, we engaged various stakeholders to develop the National Action Plan for Health Security, whose implementation will be under the guidance of the Prime Minister's Office in terms of coordination. We have also established an Emergency Operations Center, and in April 2017, we completed and launched our National Action Plan on AMR with a focus on the One Health approach. Mr. President, realizing this fact and our vision towards universal health coverage, we have started implementing health financing reforms. A health financing strategy has been developed, and the government expects to submit a very ambitious proposed health insurance bill for single national insurance to the parliament by September 2017. We envisaged that this approach will enable us to bridge inequalities and increase accessibility of health services. Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, let me once again, on behalf of the government and people of the United Republic of Tanzania, to sincerely thank Dr. Margaret Chan for her leadership and the WHO Afro and Country Office for the technical and financial support that has significantly contributed to our achievement. I thank you very much.